Very good evening and good evening, and I greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家晚上好，我奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
The topic for this evening's exhortation is entitled "Crucify Him."
今天晚上的信息呢，题目是钉他十字架。
The text is taken from John chapter 19, verse 1 to verse 18.
经文取自约翰福音十九章一到十八节。
Out of all the Fridays every year, this is known as Good Friday.
那每一个星期五，一年里面的每一个星期五呢？这个星期五呢，就是耶稣受难日，也在英文里面被称为美好的星期五。
Countries all over the world consider this as a holiday.
那全世界呢的国家呢，他们就把这一天呢当作是一个公定假日。
But the world out there remember Easter, Good Friday, as celebration of Easter eggs and Easter bunnies.
可是呢，这个世人呢，他们庆祝这个复活节和耶稣受难日呢，他们只记得这个复活蛋和复活节的这个兔子。
Why would the world dedicate Good Friday as a public holiday because of eggs and Easter bunnies?
为什么他们要因为这个兔子和这个复活蛋呢，把这个耶稣受难日呢定为一个公定假日呢？
The reason is because Good Friday is not about Easter eggs or Easter bunnies.
但是我们知道这个耶稣受难日，也就是美好的星期五呢，跟这个复活蛋和兔子没有关系。
It is about a man named Jesus Christ.
而是跟一个称为耶稣的人有关。
He was born in a little town called Bethlehem.
他生在一个非常一个小镇伯利恒。
He grew up in another small town called Nazareth.
那么他在拿撒勒另外一个城镇呢长大。
And so he is known as Jesus of Nazareth.
所以他被称为拿撒勒人耶稣。
Easter is about what the Bible has recorded for us in John chapter 19.
那么所谓的复活节呢，就是圣经在约翰福音十九章记载的。
It is about the crucifixion of Jesus of Nazareth.
是关于主耶稣基督被钉在十字架上。
Pilate was the provincial king sent by Caesar.
那么比拉多是当时呢，该撒所派遣到这个地方的一个官员。
He was the only man in that region who had the power to put someone to death by crucifixion.
那么他有权柄呢，把人给钉死在十字架上。
The leaders of the Jews hated Jesus of Nazareth.
那么犹太人的这些首领呢，他们非常恨恶拿撒勒人耶稣。
But they have no power to put him to death, even though they wanted to.
虽然他们想要置他于死地，但是他们没有权柄这么做。
And so they had to bring Jesus of Nazareth to Pilate in order to kill him.
所以为了要杀死耶稣，他们把耶稣带到了比拉多的面前。
Pilate tried him and found him innocent.
那比拉多审讯了他，就发现他没有罪。
This was how the Bible concluded at the end of John chapter 18.
那么在约翰福音第十八章的结尾呢，就圣经就这样总结了，耶稣是无罪的。
Pilate knew the custom of the Jews.
那么比拉多也知道犹太人的习俗。
During Passover, a prisoner would be set free.
他知道呢，犹太人在逾越节的期间呢，要释放一个犯人。
And since Pilate found Jesus of Nazareth innocent, he asked the crowd, "Would you like Jesus of Nazareth to be set free?"
那么既然耶稣没有罪，他就问众人说：“你们愿意这个耶稣被释放吗？”
They cried, "No, we wanted a robber, a murderer by the name of Barabbas."
但是众人却喊着说：“不要，我们要。”释放的是一个强盗，一个杀人犯巴拉巴。
And that's why we continue from John chapter 19, verse 1.
然后我们继续来看约翰福音第十九章第一节。
And so Pilate tried to appease them by not killing the Lord Jesus Christ, by not crucifying him.
那么主耶稣，那么比拉多呢，就希望能够不杀死耶稣。
And so the first thing he did was to scourge the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他就想办法能够就是让这些众人息怒，他就鞭打了耶稣。
That means to whip him.
也就是用鞭子鞭打了他。
The whip in those days had sharp bones tied to the end.
那么当时的鞭子呢，上面呢是绑着一些非常尖锐的这个骨头。
The purpose was to tear his muscles and to expose his bare bones.
那么目的呢，就是在鞭打了之后呢，这个骨头呢会撕裂这个人的这个肉。
That's what they did to the Lord Jesus Christ in verse 1.
这就是我们在第一节看到他们鞭打了主耶稣。
But that was not enough.
但是这还不足够。
They plaited a crown of thorns and they put it on his head.
他们还用荆棘编做了冠冕，然后戴在他的头上。
And that's why appropriately our program on its front page has a picture of the crown of thorns.
所以今天我们的节目表的封面呢，就有一个荆棘的冠冕。
This is a very accurate depiction of the kind of thorns, the sharpness and the length of it.
这个封面里面的这个图画呢，就非常恰当了，恰当的告诉我们这个荆棘的冠冕有多么的尖锐。
And so with his back covered with blood,With his face also covered with blood, the Lord Jesus Christ stood there at the mercy of Pilate.
那主耶稣基督就站在比拉多的前面，他的背流着血，他的满脸也是流着血的。
And then the soldiers mocked him further by putting on him a scarlet or purple robe.
然后兵丁呢，继续的嘲弄他，给他穿上了紫色的袍。
The purple color is the color of royalty, kings.
那么紫色呢，就是君王的颜色。
And then they mocked him and shouted, "Hail, King of the Jews!"
然后他们就嘲笑他说，恭喜犹太人的王啊。
And then they smote him with the palm of their hands.
然后他们用手掌来打他。
They slapped him continuously.
他们不停地掌刮他。
That is meant to humiliate him.
为的是要羞辱他。
And so in great pain, with his whole face covered with his own blood, with his back all torn and shredded, and then with the purple robe, they slap him to laugh at him, to mock him.
我们可以想象主耶稣基督的背是多么的疼痛，他的脸就都流着血，他还必须蒙受这些兵丁对他的羞辱。
And then verse 4, the Bible tells us Pilate now brought this bloodedJesus of Nazareth in front of the crowd and said, Behold, I bring him forth to you. Let me tell you one last time, I find no fault in him.
那比拉多就带着满身是血的耶稣来到犹太人众人的面前，然后他告诉他们说，我最后一次告诉你们说，我查不出他有什么罪来。
Behold the man, Pilate said.
比拉多说，你看，你们看这个人。
But the enemies of the Lord Jesus Christ were not satisfied.
但是主耶稣基督的敌人却不满足。
They were not satisfied with the humiliation and the torture.
即便是耶稣被羞辱、被折磨了，他们还是不满足。
They were so angry with the Lord Jesus Christ, they wanted him dead.
他们非常的恼怒主耶稣基督，他们要置他于死地。
And the leaders of the Jews were the chief priests.
那么这些犹太人的首领呢，就是祭司长。
And then they shouted.
他们就喊着说
Crucify him, crucify him in verse 6.
在第六节他们喊着说钉他十字架钉他十字架。
This was their way to incite the crowd.
这就是为了他们这么做是要煽动众人。
So that the crowd will all shout at the same time.
好让众人也可以和他们一起喊叫。
And then Pilate said unto them,
那比拉多就对他们说
Take him and crucify him, he said to the soldiers.
你们自己把他钉十字架吧。
For I find no fault in him.
我查不出他有什么罪来。
So I am doing this because of all of you.
他的意思就是说，我这么做都是为了大家。
This man, Jesus of Nazareth, was absolutely innocent.
但他知道这个人主耶稣基督呢是完全没有罪的。
And then the Jews said something that put fear into the heart of Pilate.
而犹太人的回答呢，就使比拉多更加的害怕。
We have a law, they said, and by our law he ought to die because he made himself the Son of God.
犹太人回答说，我们有律法，按那律法他是该死的，因他以自己为神的儿子。
Basically, they wanted to challenge Pilate's conclusion.
也就是说，这些众人呢，他们要挑战这个比拉多的结论。
You say he has not broken any of your Roman law, but he has broken our Jewish law.
他们说你比拉多你认为他没有犯这个触犯这个罗马的律法但是他却触犯了犹太人的律法。
The crowd wanted to justify their desire for blood for the life of Jesus of Nazareth.
因为这些犹太人他们要找出合理的理由来置耶稣于死地。
Pilate kept saying, I find no fault in him.
比拉多一直说我查不出他有什么罪来。
But the people kept saying, crucify him.
但是众人却一直说钉他十字架。
We found fault with him that deserved death because he made himself the Son of God. That means he called himself God.
他们说他是该死的，因为他以自己为神的儿子，也就是他称自己为神。
That's the meaning of the phrase, Son of God.
神的儿子意思就是神。
It means you are fully God.
也就是你是全完全的神。
Then the Bible said, Pilate became even more frightened.
圣经告诉我们，比拉多听见这话就越发害怕。
On top of crucifying an innocent man, now you're telling me that this man claimed to be God?
他害怕，他之所以害怕，是因为他因为他在必须钉死一个无罪的人的时候呢，现在他知道。这个耶稣呢自称为神。
Then he brought Jesus back to the judgment hall and asked him privately.
所以于是呢他就把耶稣呢带回衙门，然后私底下问他。
And then he said unto Jesus, Whence art thou? That means, Who are you?
你到底是谁？
Are you God or man?
你是神还是人？
Jesus kept quiet.
但是耶稣没有回答。
Then Pilate became impatient.
比拉多就开始不耐烦。
Verse 10, he says, Speak thou not unto me, nor was thou not that I have power to crucify thee and have power to release thee?
第十节，比拉多说，你不对我说话吗？你岂不知我有权柄释放你，也有权柄把你钉十字架吗？
Don't you know who I am? I'm Pilate.
难道你不知道我是谁吗？我是比拉多。
I have power over your life.
我有权柄来掌控你的这个生命。
And then Jesus said to him in reply,
耶稣就回答说,
Please note what Jesus said in verse 11.
我们要注意第十一节耶稣的回答。
Thou couldst have no power at all against me.
若不是从上头赐给你的，你就毫无权柄办我。
Except it be given thee from above.
耶稣说，若不是从上头赐给你的，你就毫无权柄办我。
You have no power at all except God gives you power.
除非神赐给你这个权柄。否则你没有办法办我。
Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee had the greater sin.
耶稣说，所以把我交给你的那人罪更重了。
Pilate became very frightened.
那么比拉多就非常的害怕。
Now he realized that there is a power greater than him.
他知道有一个权柄比他更大的。
He understood this very well.
他非常清楚这点。
Because Pilate was a provincial king and he answered to Caesar.
因为比拉多他是在该撒之下的。
He knew he had no absolute power.
他知道他没有绝对的权柄。
Jesus was not talking about Caesar.
那么可是耶稣所说的这个拥有权柄的人呢并不是该撒。
Jesus was talking about God.
他说的是神。
Because when Jesus says you have no power except what has been given from above, Pilate thought he was talking about Caesar.
那当耶稣说若不是从上头赐给你的权柄，那比拉多就以为耶稣说的是该撒。
He was very afraid of offending Caesar.
因为他很害怕就是得罪该撒。
Pilate was a servant of Caesar.
因为比拉多是这个该撒的下属。
And so Pilate desired even more to release Jesus. But the Jews cried out, verse 12 says, If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend.Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar.
所以呢，比拉多就更想要释放耶稣，但是这个犹太人却喊着说，在十二节，他们喊着说：“你若释放这个人，就不是该撒的忠臣；凡以自己为王的，就是背叛该撒了。”
So now Pilate was back to a corner.
那么这个比拉多现在就非常的踌躇了。
He had only one option left.
他只有一个选择。
He had to crucify Jesus Christ.
就是把耶稣钉死在十字架。
Because the Jews openly declared that if you do not crucify Jesus Christ, then you become an enemy of Caesar.
因为犹太人公开的说，如果你不钉死这个人的话呢，你就是该撒的敌人了。
Pilate knew that Jesus of Nazareth was not guilty.
比拉多知道拿撒勒人耶稣是没有罪的。
He had not done anything wrong.
他什么错事都没有做。
He was perfect.
他是完全的。
But he was boxed into a corner by his own fear of Caesar and men.
但是因为他害怕人也害怕该撒，所以已经没无所适从了。
And so,The crowd knew that they got Jesus Christ. They wanted him dead and they will get it.
那这些众人呢就知道他们成功了。
And so verse 13 says, when Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat, in the place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew it is called Gabbatha.
那十三节就告诉我们说，比拉多听见这话，就带耶稣出来，到了一个地方，名叫铺华石处，希伯来话叫厄巴大，就在那里坐堂。
It was the place where you sit down and pass your judgment.
这个地方呢，就是判决的地方。
To free him or to crucify him?
是要释放耶稣，还是钉他在十字架上呢
？The crowd knew that Pilate had no choice.
众人知道比拉多毫无选择。
And so all these happened at about the sixth hour, that is 6 a.m.
那么这一切呢，就发生在早上的六点。
And then he said to the crowd, "Behold your king."
就发生在午正，然后这个比拉多就对犹太人说，看哪，这是你们的王。
And then they cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!"
他们就喊着说，除掉他，除掉他，钉他在十字架上。
Pilate said unto them, "Shall I crucify your king?"
比拉多说，我可以把你们的王钉在十字架上吗
？We have no king but Caesar.
他们却回答说，除了该撒，我们没有王。
All the chief priests and the crowd, they knew exactly what they were doing.
祭司长非常清楚自己在做些什么。
They were not crazy.
他们并没有疯狂。
They were playing politics.
他们是在玩政治。
They knew that Pilate was always a politician.
他们知道比拉多是个政客。
They wanted to justify that they were right to crucify Jesus of Nazareth.
他们用各种理由来证明自己，就是把耶稣钉在十字架是正确的。
And so Pilate delivered Jesus Christ to be crucified.
所以比拉多就将耶稣交给了他们去钉十字架。
The Bible says in verse 17, Jesus Christ carried his own cross and he went to the place called the Calvary or the skull.
十七节告诉我们，众人就把耶稣带了去，耶稣背着自己的十字架出来，到了一个地方，名叫骷髅地。
And then they crucified him. Two others with him, one on either side. Both of them were thieves.
他们就在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上，还有两个人和他一同钉着，一边一个，而他们这两个人呢，都是小偷。
Jesus was in the middle.
而耶稣呢，就在中间。
So there is a picture of this crucifixion on page 4 of your program sheet.
那在我们的节目表的第四页呢，我们就看到三个十字架。
What we have just read and explained to you is the true meaning of Easter.
那么我们刚刚所念的经文呢，就是告诉我们复活节的真正意义了。
But then again, we ask ourselves, this is about the death and crucifixion of Jesus of Nazareth.
但是我们问说，这一天呢是拿撒勒人耶稣被钉死在十字架上的日子。
It was a cruel and terrible death.
是一个非常残酷非常可怕的死亡。
When a person is crucified, they nailed his hands and his feet to the cross.
当一个人被钉死在十字架上的时候呢，他的手和他的脚是用被钉子呢钉在木头上的。
And the purpose was to watch him die a slow agonizing death.
目的是要他慢慢的死去。
Most of the time, their knees would be bent when they nailed them to the cross.
那么当他们把犯人钉在十字架上的时候呢，这个犯人的脚一般上是会弯曲的。
Whether this was an act of mercy or to increase the torture and the pain, it is hard to tell.
我们无法知道这是不是为了让这个犯人好受一点。
Because when both your hands are on the cross, with the nails there, you want to prop yourself up so that you could breathe.
因为当你的双手被钉在十字架上的时候呢，你会想要把自己呢挺起来，好以便呼吸。
Because of gravity, your whole body weight will be tearing through your own hand because of the nails.
因为地心吸力的关系呢，以及你的体重的关系呢，你的手呢就会因为这个钉子呢来被撕裂。
And so if they nailed you with your bended knees, at least you could stand up and prop yourself up. At least you can relieve yourself of some of the pain.
那如果你被钉十字架的时候呢，你的脚是有点弯曲的话呢，那么你就有办法呢，可以把自己挺起来，好叫你自己可以呼吸。
But the stronger you are, the longer you prop yourself up, the longer you feel the excruciating pain and suffocation.
但是你越将自己挺起来呢，你就会活得更长一点，你就会更承受那个痛苦。
Very soon, your strength will disappear.
那久而久之呢，你就开始没有力气了。
The sockets of your body will be torn.
那你的身体呢，就会逐渐的被撕裂。
Because of the sheer weight of your own carcass.
因为你自己的身躯的体重的关系。
Now remember, the Lord Jesus Christ was already weakened by the scourging and by the crown of thorns on his head.
我们要知道呢，主耶稣基督在鞭打之后被戴上荆棘冠冕之后呢，他的身体已经非常虚弱了。
How could this awful sight of the death of Jesus of Nazareth, the innocent perfect man, be called Good Friday?
那把这个无罪的人钉在十字架上承受这么可怕的死亡呢？为什么我们要把这一天称为美好的星期五呢？
It is called good because of this truth.
那么之所以称这一天为美好呢，是因为以下的真理。
The truth of the matter is, you and I are the ones who were there to shout crucify him.
那真理就是呢，你和我当时也在场，喊着钉他十字架。
How could that be possible, you ask?
你会问，为什么，这怎么可能呢？
This event happened 2,000 years ago.
这个事件呢，发生在2000年前。
We weren't even born yet.
我们根本都还没有生下来。
Now who was this Jesus of Nazareth?
那这拿撒勒人耶稣到底是谁？
He was the king.
他是王。
He was the son of God.
他是神的儿子。
He was the perfect son of man.
他是完全的人。
And you and I know how powerful God is.
那我们知道神是蛮有权柄的。
God brought this world into existence.
那神的大能呢，使这个世界创造了这个世界。
God has the power to do everything that the power could ever do.
那么他的大能能行任何的事情。
God can calm the storm.
那么神呢，可以将暴风雨呢。
God can create an earthquake.
宁静停止任何的暴风雨。
The earth opened and swallowed evil men before.
也可以就是使这个也可以降下一个大地震。
God can cause fire and brimstone to fall from the sky.
那么神也可以从这个天上呢下冰雹，可以下火焰。
Then why did Jesus of Nazareth, who had all the power of God at his disposal, stood there like a helpless little lamb?
那么作为神的儿子，为什么主耶稣基督却像羔羊一样站在那里不拯救自己呢？
He did not even defend himself and claim his innocence.
他也没有自我辩护，说自己是无罪的。
All he did was to tell them the truth.
他所做的只是告诉他们真道。
The reason was he allowed himself to be treated in this manner.
那原因就是他允许自己被他们如此对待。
He allowed himself to be publicly humiliated and allowed the crowns of thorns to be forced down his head.
他允许众人呢在公开的羞辱他，允许他们为他戴上荆棘的冠冕。
He allowed his back to be shredded and torn apart by the scourging.
他也允许他们用鞭子鞭打他，撕裂他背上的肉。
Because it was you and me who shouted crucify him.
因为是你和我喊着说钉他十字架。
It was because of your sins and my sin.
因为你的罪和我的罪。
He represented, this generation represented all of us.
那么当时的那一代人呢，代表了我们所有的人。
You mean the crowd who shouted crucify him?Represented our crucifixion, our shout for crucifixion. You are right. Yes.
你或许会问说，当时的那些众人就代表了我们把耶稣钉死在十字架上吗？答案是正确的。
We live in a world of representation.
那我们活在这个世界呢，就有许多的这个代表性。
When our athletes represented the country at the Olympics.
当我们的运动员呢，就代表我们呢，出征这个奥林匹克运动会。
When they came in last, the whole country came in last.
那当他们如果他们跑最后一名的话呢，这整个国家呢就是最后一名了。
Generations of Singaporeans have taken part in the Olympics.
那么一代一代的新加坡人呢，都参加了这个奥运会。
Not one of them managed to get gold.
可是没有一个人呢能够夺得奥运金牌。
And so we say that Singapore for all these many years never got a single gold.
所以我们说新加坡呢这一些年来都没有夺得金牌。
They represented us.
因为这些运动员呢代表了我们。
They represented Singapore.
他们代表了新加坡。
Even before many of us were born.
甚至在我们很多我们当中有很多人还没有出生之前
，The concept of representation is found worldwide.
所谓的代表的这样的一个概念呢，是普遍的。
A father represents the family.
一个父亲呢，他就代表了一个家庭。
The leader of a country represents a country.
一个国家的领袖呢，他就代表了这个国家。
So we have Adam and Eve represented mankind.
所以我们就知道亚当和夏娃代表了全人类。
And Adam and Eve sinned, all mankind fell into sin.
当亚当和夏娃犯罪的时候呢，全人类也就犯罪了。
That's why we are all sinners.
所以我们都是罪人。
We all have lied.
我们都说过谎。
We all have committed adultery.
我们也曾经犯过奸淫的罪。
Because the Bible says if we lust after a woman in our own heart, we have committed adultery.
因为圣经告诉我们，我们即使心里就是渴望一个女人的话，我们已经在心里呢犯了奸淫的罪。
All of us have cheated.
我们每一个人都曾经欺骗过人。
These are all sins that would require all of us to die.
这些罪呢就都要将我们致死。
There is no exception.
没有例外。
All of us have sinned.
因为每个人都有罪。
Therefore, all of us deserve to die.
因为我们每个人都配得死。
And the Bible tells us that after death, hell is where we will end up.
圣经告诉我们，死后呢，我们就要下到地狱去。
But Jesus Christ loved us.
但是主耶稣基督他爱我们。
God the Father also loved us.
我们的神，我们的天父也爱我们。
And that's why God sent Jesus Christ to become a man.To go through what we have just read and studied in John chapter 19.
那所以神呢为因为爱我们就把他的独生爱子主耶稣基督呢差遣到我们世人当中呢去经历我们在约翰福音第十九章所读到的。
All that Jesus Christ endured was because of your sins and my sins.
那主耶稣基督所承受的一切呢都是为了你的罪和我的罪。
This was the punishment that we deserve because of our sins.
这是因为我们的罪所配得的惩罚。
Jesus Christ of Nazareth was perfect.
拿撒勒人耶稣是完全的。
He had no sin.
他没有罪。
He came to die for the sins of the world, your sins and my sins.
他来是要为世人的罪而死，是为了你的罪和我的罪而死。
Jesus Christ did not have to be crucified.
他实际上不需要被钉死。
He was perfect.
因为他是完全的。
It was not because of his sin.
因为他并不是因为因着自己的罪而被钉死。
As God, he could have easily released himself.
作为神，他能够使自己脱离这一切。
He can create this world.What are nails on him? He could easily free himself.
他既然能够创造这个世界，那么钉在他手上的钉子又能够奈他何呢？
But he endured the pain.
他能够使自己脱离这一切，但是他却心甘情愿地承受这些痛苦。
A few hours after his crucifixion, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "It is finished."
And
then he died.
主耶稣基督被钉的几个小时后呢，他在十字架上说成了。
What was finished?
成了，然后他就死了。
God's plan of salvation for you and me was finished.
所谓的成了，意思就是主耶稣就是神对你和我的救恩的这个计划呢，已经成了。
God is able to save you from your sins, save me from my sins.
那神就可以将你和我从罪里拯救出来了。
Because of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ.
就因着主耶稣基督的死。
Third day after he died.
他死后的三天。
God raised him from the dead.
神将他从死里复活。
That is God's way to tell the whole world that I have accepted what my only begotten son Jesus Christ has done for all of you.
那神就借此呢告诉全世人说我已经接受主耶稣基督为所有的世人所做的一切。
Believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins.
我们要衷心的来相信主耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上。
When you cry to him tonight, please accept me as Lord and as Savior. When you cry to Jesus Christ and accept him as Lord and as Savior.
那如果今天晚上你向他哭求，接受他作为你的救主。
You are basically acknowledging that you are there crying also crucify him.
那你基本上也就承认说两千年前呢你也在场哭喊着钉他十字架。
Because that is exactly what happened.
因为这是确实发生的事。
Because if you say no, I was not there to crucify him.
因为如果你说没有，我并不在场，我并没有钉他十字架。
You are saying that Jesus Christ did not die for your sins.
也就是说，你不相信主耶稣基督为你的罪而死。
That means you are still in sin.
也就是说，你仍然在罪里。
And if you are still in sin when you breathe your last breath, when you die, please understand, God revealed to us there is a place called hell.
那如果你还在罪里，当你呼最后一口气的时候，你必须明白，神通过圣经告诉我们，我们会下到地狱去。
And God doesn't want to see any one of us found there.
但是神不愿意我们都下到地狱去。
That's why the death of the Lord Jesus Christ for your sins and my sins, so that you and I do not need to go to hell.It's called Good Friday.
所以主耶稣基督为了你和我的罪而死，好叫我们不会下到地狱去。所以这一天呢，他死的这一天呢，被称为美好的星期五。
Because it was the day when the sins of the world were upon the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这一天呢，主耶稣基督他担当了我们所有世人一切的罪。
But it will not transform you and save you if you do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是如果我们不相信他的话，这一切不会使我们改变。
All you need to do is to cry to the Lord Jesus Christ.
你所能做的呢，就是要向主耶稣基督哭求。
And ask Jesus Christ to save you from all your sins.
求他拯救你，脱离一切的罪。
All you need to do is to acknowledge that you have sinned against God.
你所需做的只是要来承认你有罪。
And that you deserve hell and death.
你配得下到地狱去，你配得死亡。
And you ask God for mercy.
那你要求主来原谅你。
And thank God that Jesus Christ died for you in your place.
也要来感谢主耶稣基督代替你死在十字架上。
And ask God to forgive you of all your sins through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
并求神借着主耶稣基督的宝血来洗净你一切的罪。
Surrender your whole life to Him.
并将你的一生。
And God promised us you will be saved.
并将你的一生奉献给他。
All your sins are forgiven.
而神应许说你必会得救你。
You do not need to die.
你一切的罪已得赦免，你不需要死了。
Because death in the Bible means you die, you end up in hell.
因为圣经告诉我们，死亡呢，就代表着说死了就要下到地狱去。
But to the child of God, when he dies, it is called sleeping.
但是圣经告诉我们，作为神的儿女呢，当我们死的时候呢，圣经形容说我们是睡着了。
Because he doesn't end in hell.
因为我们并不会到地狱去。
He goes to heaven straight away.
我们会立刻到天堂去。
At the beginning of this worship service.
那么在这今天这个崇拜会一开始呢？
One of our own church members, Brother Michael Yao, has been called home to glory.
我们有一个弟兄 Michael Yao 呢，他就蒙主恩召了。
The world says he has died.
那么这个世界说他死了。
But God says he has gone home to be with the Lord.
但是神说他已经荣归天家了。
Because all his sins have been forgiven by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他的罪已经得到主耶稣基督宝血的洗净。
See, this body of ours is never meant to last for eternity.
我们必须知道我们的这个身体这个躯壳呢是不会永恒的。
This body of ours will come to an end.
我们的这个躯体呢有一天会结束。
It will stop breathing one day.
有一天会停止呼吸。
If you stop breathing in sin, you will be called you have died.
那么如果你是在罪里呢停止了呼吸，那么你就是死了。
Because you end up in hell.
因为你会下到地狱去。
But for the Christian,
但是对于一个基督徒来说
death is called sleeping.
死亡对我们来说是睡着了。
You are in heaven.
因为你是在天堂。
Our brother Michael Young is more alive now than ever before.
那么我们的弟兄 Michael 呢，他现在还活着在天堂。
He had been languishing in the hospital for months since the end of last year when he suffered a stroke.
那么去年底呢，他中风后呢，就一直在这个医院里面。
Now he has been freed from the disease and the death of this world.
但是现在呢，他已经脱离了这个世界的死亡以及这个世界的疾病。
And one day, God will give to all his children a glorified body.
那有一天呢，神要赐给每一个他的子民呢一个荣耀的身体。
Right now, our brother Michael, his spirit is in heaven.
那么现在我们的 Michael 弟兄呢，他的灵已经在天堂了。
A sinner who dies in his sin, his spirit is in hell.
那么如果是在罪里的罪人呢，他死后他的灵呢就要下到地狱去。
Both are still very much alive.
那么他们一个基督徒和一个罪人呢，他们死后呢仍然活着。
Hell is a place of torment.
因为他们的灵，但是呢地狱呢却是充满着痛苦的和折磨的。
Heaven is a place of bliss and joy
但是天堂却满有喜乐。
That is why Easter is called Good Friday.
所以呢，我们知道，这一天呢，被称为美好
的星期五。All your sins and my sins have been forgiven.
因为我们的罪、你的罪、我的罪都被神所赦免了。
Because of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因着主耶稣基督。
But you have to accept Him as Lord and as Savior.
但是你必须做的是接受他作为你的救主。
Because if you do not accept Him as Lord and as Savior, you are still in your sin.
因为如果你不这么做的话，你仍然在罪里。
And Good Friday will not be a Good Friday for you.
那么这一天呢，就对你来说就不是一个美好的星期五了。
Because you are still in sin.
因为你仍然在罪里。
Let truly Easter be a Good Friday for you.
求主帮助我们这一天呢，能够的确是一个美好的一天。
And to experience in your heart the forgiveness of all your sins.
也希望在座的每一个人能够亲身的经历那罪得赦免的喜乐。
You have no need to be afraid of death, no need to be afraid of hell.
好叫我们不再害怕死亡，不再害怕地狱。
And let every Easter from henceforth be a special day for you.
也希望从今以后呢，耶稣受难节，也就是这美好的星期五和复活节呢，对我们来说是蛮有意义的了。
You and I know we are all sinners.
我们都知道我们是罪人。
You know you have lied before.
我们知道我们说过谎。
You may not be a criminal, but you know you're a sinner.
虽然不是犯了刑事法，但是我们仍然犯了罪。
And you know in your own heart of hearts.
我们心里知道。
That Jesus Christ died for you.
主耶稣为我们的罪而死。
Accept Him as Lord and as Savior.
所以，请来接受主耶稣基督。
Your sins and my sin, put Him on the cross.
作为你的救主，因为是你的罪和我的罪，使他钉死在十字架上。
We crucified Him.
是我们将他钉在十字架上。
And it is through His crucifixion that we are forgiven in Christ Jesus.
而借着他的死呢，我们得到了救恩。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our merciful, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有怜悯，满有恩典，满有慈爱的圣天父。
We thank thee, O Lord, for this night.
我们为着今天晚上来感谢你。
For this is the night some 2,000 years ago when the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins.
因为2000年前的这一天呢，主耶稣基督为了我们的罪而死在十字架上。
Help us, O Lord, to realize the great price that was paid.
帮助我们明白他付出了莫大的这个赎价。
As children of God, we pray, O Lord, that you will help us to live a holy life.
作为神你的儿女，求主帮助我们来过一个圣洁的生命。
For salvation is indeed freely given to all sinners.
因为救恩是你白白赐给罪人的。
But the price that was paid was the blood of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是为此呢，你以主耶稣基督的宝血呢，作为了赎价。
Forgive us, O Lord, who are your children, for bringing shame to the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, by not living a holy life.
作为你的儿女，如果我们不过圣洁的生命，我们将让主耶稣基督蒙羞。求你原谅我们。
Forgive us, O Lord, of all our sins.
求主原谅我们一切的罪。
Especially as we are about to come before the Lord's table.
尤其是当我们来到主你的圣桌之前来守圣餐时。
May thy Holy Spirit continue to bring conviction and conversion to all our hearts.
求主你的圣灵继续的来感动我们的心，好叫我们能够悔改。
We pray, Father, for some in our midst who have yet to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior.
我们为这当中还未接受主耶稣基督作为救主的人祷告。
For that sinner knows that it was because of his sin that Jesus Christ went to the cross.
他们非常清楚的知道，因着自己的罪呢，主耶稣基督必须死在十字架上。
Cause this person, O Lord, to humble himself before thee.
求主让这个人能够心存谦卑。
Save this person unto thyself, O Lord.
并拯救他。
Take away every resistance and cause this person to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior.
并除掉所有任何的障碍，好叫这个人能够来接受主耶稣作为他的救主。
May they experience the joy of having sins forgiven.
也让他们能够经历罪得赦免的喜乐。
May they experience the hope of having death defeated and hell removed from their lives.
也让他们能够经历就是没有死亡没有地狱的这个盼望。
May thy Holy Spirit, O Lord, speak to all our hearts this night.
主啊，求你的灵今天与感动我们的心。
We thank thee, O Lord, for this Good Friday.
我们为这美好的星期五耶稣受难日来感谢你。
We thank thee, Lord, for thy great love for all of us by sending Jesus Christ to die for us.
我们也要为着你爱我们差遣了你主 你的独生爱子主耶稣基督给我们而来感谢你。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名求。
Amen. Amen.